Let's talk fantasy sports, real sports, esports, and some betting. Now, here's your host Dave, and some mix of Connor, CJ, Zub, Brian, and Nick. It's the one-stop shop for your gaming and fantasy needs. This is Sports Euphoria.
Just restart the podcast, as unfortunately my mic was muted. It should be good to go now. So for that, I do apologize. But we're going to be going over the week 10 review in the NFL. And we're also going to be going over some waiver wire ads. I'm going to be joined by my one co-host, Connor. If you hear me interacting live on Twitch or Facebook with people, I am live on there. So I will interact with anybody who messages me on those to get some interactions going. But yeah, so I greatly appreciate it. We have that, waiver wires. I also have an intro that's done. You're going to hear it if you listen to it on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, or Anchor. I'm going to play it later so you guys can hear it, but that's going to be the intro. So if you're listening to this on one of those platforms, this is an actual podcast, you will hear it a second time. You just heard it before, and you're going to hear it at the end of the podcast, but you can skip the end if you'd like. So with that being said, I'm going to drag Connor up here. Hola, señor.
Hola. ¿Cómo te llamas?
You 5-4 now, or 5-5? What, 6-4? What's going on?
Keep going up. 7-3.
7-3. All right. So those of you who don't know, Connor's having some computer issues, so he wasn't able to join me the past couple weeks. And when he hasn't been on the podcast, he's been losing.
Yeah, I was 5-0. When I was on the podcast, 0-3 when I'm off the podcast. So now I'm 7-3. I went from 5-0 to 5-3, now to 7-3.
Oh, there we go. All right, you got to win.
Yep. So I also made some trades that may have helped my thing. Would you like to hear them? Or
yeah, give me one sec real quick, because I have some trades as well that we're going to talk about real quick. We're going to do a quick little recap. I think I talked about some of them, but I didn't get a chance to tell you them. I talked about them last episode. But real quick, before we get into that, we are going to review the games from last week. I have some more structure, Connor, this time. So I have notes. I'll ask some questions. I'll bring some stuff up. Right. And we're going to go over our biggest surprises, our biggest disappointments as well. Anybody that, you know, did a lot better that wasn't supposed to do well that outperformed, and somebody that was supposed to do well that did not perform. And yeah, so let's hear it. What were some of your trades real quick?
So I made one big trade. I traded for Herbert. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks before I left the podcast because of the computer. So I traded Herbert and Marvin Jones for Josh Allen and Hunter Renfro. I have Stephon Diggs as my wide receiver one, so I got the QB wide receiver connection. And yeah, it kind of helped me out last week. So that was the main trade that I made.
Very nice, very nice. That's good.
I was trying to get Aaron Jones before he got hurt, but that didn't work out. So
yeah, sometimes it happens though. Sometimes it happens. Now maybe you could trade for him now that he's a little hurt, but you gotta have to take a little bit of a sacrifice there. But I actually just made a trade with my one buddy. I was actually at the gym for the first time since like last July, so I'm gonna be sore as anything tomorrow. So that was fun. That's gonna be hurting. I know I'm gonna be hurting for sure. So I'm in a dynasty league, as you know.
Yeah.
So it's gotten pretty hot and heavy. I have $100 bet with one of the guys in the league that I'm going to finish better than him. And I played him this week. He was supposed to beat me. He was supposed to drop 151 points. He ended up dropping 93 points, and I ended up dropping 113 points. Because of Devontae Smith. So I got very, very fortunate. I'm now have a game lead over him, and it's looking good. But there are some big trades that happen there. So it's a dynasty league. So those of you that don't know or aren't familiar with dynasty leagues, you draft the players, you keep the players, and you just build your roster up from there. They're extremely deep rosters. We had a 25-round draft in August. And then after that, we have a rookie-only draft, and it's 5 rounds long. So There was a trade that went down that I talked about, but I didn't get a chance to tell you. One trade that went down sent Darren Waller, Tony Pollard, Darnell Mooney, and a 2020 first round pick to somebody. In return, the person that sent all those players got Ronald Jones and Justin Jefferson. So, crazy play. The guy who has Darren Waller also has Dalton Schultz. So he does still have a viable tight end that he can use there. And honestly, Darren Waller hasn't been producing too well this year. He's been inconsistent. So the guy that got Justin Jefferson, his team's just loaded. He has Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp. Like, he's stacked. So that trade goes down. So one of the buddies who I'm a co-owner with in another league makes a trade. And he trades Derek Carr, Tyreek Hill, Deshaun Watson, and Jacoby Myers, who, shout out to Jacoby Myers, got his first touchdown, for Lamar Jackson.
What the?
Well, that's what we were all thinking. All the trade calculators said no. Everything said no. Everything said no. But the guy that got Lamar Jackson has Lamar Jackson, James Robinson. I also traded him Rashad Bateman earlier before the Thursday night game. Rashad Bateman, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Travis Kelce, Van Jefferson, Dak Prescott. He also has Zach Moss. He had to start Zach Moss because Joe Mixon was on a bye. So he's fully loaded. So his team is loaded. Even with trading Tyreek Hill, he's still loaded because he has, you know, Van Jefferson, especially with the Robert Woods injury. That was a big step up for him. And he's just going to be, even though he has a bye next week, it's still, you know, going to be okay. But Bateman, Diggs, Thielen, you know, he lost a little bit, but having Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott, it's a super flex. So they can really win you a league, especially with how the Chiefs offense has been going so far this year and how inconsistent they were. It's not the worst trade in the world, but it's dynasty. So he could always, there's some options he has come the end of the season. I've been privy to some information, but I'm not, you know, responsible for saying that. So another trade that happened just happened today. One team gets Chase Claypool. A 2022 second round pick, a 2023 first round, a 2022 first, and a 2023 second for Davante Adams. Yeah, I know. And then the guy that got Lamar Jackson, I just did a trade with him because Travis Kelce goes on a bye in 2 weeks. I trade him Mike Gesicki for Donald Parham, the backup tight end for the Chargers, and a third round pick in 2022. Now, I have Kyle Pitts as my, like, premier tight end. So he already had his bye week. I'm going to be playing Kyle Pitts pretty much and I have somebody that I have my eye on as well on the waiver wire. And I think the one guy that I made the trade with is actually watching right now. So I'm going to not say anything. But I will text you about that afterwards. But so those are some crazy trades that went down that I wanted to fill you in on that I talked to on the podcast last week.
That is a crazy trade.
But with that being said, I want to jump right into the review. Who was your biggest surprise for week 10? Somebody that exceeded your expectations
as a player?
As a player, somebody who was projected to do like super low and ended up just like killing it.
Ramondre Stevenson.
There it is. I knew that was coming.
He stepped up and I benched him by accident. I did it on purpose, but I'll let's just say it was by accident. I made at 12:58, I made a roster change. I put Ramondre Stevenson on the bench and I put Ty Johnson from the Jets in at my RB2 spot. Because I had James Robinson. I thought he was going to be limited. He was limited, but he scored a touchdown. And he's also playing the Colts, who have only let up 2 touchdowns from running backs the whole year. So I was like, okay, can't start him. So I pick up Ramondre Stevenson, and then I drop him for Ty Johnson. And then I picked Stevenson back up, and then I don't know. I just put Ty Johnson in. I made a big mistake.
That's why you should do 5 minute rule. 5 minute rule.
Yeah.
12:55, because you got to go with the gut. And that screwed me over last week. I had benched a player last week. I didn't go with my gut. I benched Devontae Smith, and he could have won me the league. He could have won me the week, and I've been fine. And I regret it. So I'm in a group chat with this dynasty team, and they're like, oh, if you lose, you got to have the guy that beats you on. But I ended up winning, so I didn't have to have him on this week. Yeah. But he owes me a listen, so I'm going to have to send it in the group chat so he can listen to it. So that's your biggest surprise. My biggest surprise, I could go with the end all be all, the one that, you know, nobody really kind of saw coming, and it was really only because of an injury. Mm-hmm. And that is AJ Dillon. I could go with that one, but that was, you know, if it wasn't, it, if it wasn't for the injury, you know, he wouldn't have done anything. So I'm going to go with Kendrick Bourne as my biggest surprise. I've been talking about Kendrick Bourne for a while now. The past 2 weeks in my podcast, I said on the waiver wires, and he's going to be talked about on this waiver wire episode. I have him down as somebody to look at. They spent a lot of money on this kid, And he was projected 8.1 points. I'm using ESPN for this, even though I do a lot of CBS leagues, because CBS for some reason was giving me an issue with the projections. He was projected 8.1, ended up scoring 24.1. Hit a beautiful catch. It was a beautiful throw. By Mac Jones. And I know you're a Jets fan, and I'm sorry to say this, but you guys only had a year off of the Patriots. They're back.
Yeah.
They're back.
Yeah, they're scary.
They're
one team that does not have a superstar name player, but they are really good.
It's incredible.
Patriots, you just don't know who to think. Like, no name comes to mind.
The only player I can think of, obviously, is Mac Jones, but on the defense is Judon.
Yeah,
they're outside. It's the only person I could really think of that stands out to me. And it's on the defensive side of the ball. It's crazy, crazy. yes, King, hello, by the way. I do see in Twitch, I did see Cooper Kupp. Yeah, man, he doesn't care. He just goes out and puts up numbers. Who would you say your biggest disappointment is based on projections? May have been projected high and did absolutely.
Tyler Lockett.
Okay. Yeah. Your brother asked me about him, Lockett or Robinson. And I told the same thing you were thinking. I was like, I don't know if Robinson's going to be healthy, be committed to it. I like Lockett with Wilson.
Yeah.
He's due to break out. It just made sense.
My league, he was projected 15.87, and he had 4.3. He's had 1.6 the whole game until the last play of the game. Literally the last play of the game, he got 4.3. That is my biggest letdown. I am never starting Tyler Lockett again. He will never touch my fantasy team.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I mean, depending on the situation, you probably...
I might have to, but, like, you know what I mean.
I know, for sure, for sure. For mine, for my biggest disappointment, you know, I might have to go to the Thursday night game, Marquise Brown. I thought Marquise Brown was going to have a better game. He was targeted 13 times. Mm-hmm. I believe it was 13 times again. Like, the guy's just getting targets after targets. And it's just, it was 13 times. Six catches. Like, he had a fumble. I think they recovered it, so it didn't hurt my points. But he was super disappointing. And another one, just to kind of throw it out there, obviously Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford.
Russell Wilson,
another one. You know, you just kind of were hoping for a little bit more from them, and they just did not give it to you. They just didn't.
It's not a player. It's a, I don't know what it's called. The Browns defense. That's another one.
Yeah, well, I mean... Speaking of defense, you feel really bad for Chase Young. Chase Young out for the year with a torn ACL for Washington.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be the end-all, be-all when he went out, but they still played well.
Yeah,
I hate you. So the guy just sent Gesicki to just told me, and it's on Facebook, so anybody can see it, he might flip Gesicki to somebody in the league for a second-round pick. Yeah. I hate you. That's all right, though. I'll take Parham in that third round pick still. I like the Parham deal, and I'll take an extra draft pick. excuse me. All righty. So we're going to review. I did review the Thursday night game, but was there anything that stood out to you personally from the Thursday night game between Miami and Baltimore when you watched it?
Nothing really. I mean, nothing really. I didn't really get a chance to watch that game.
Gotcha.
I didn't watch a lot of football this weekend, but I wanted to be on the podcast.
Gotcha. You're killing me, Small. No, that's all right. That's all right. I know, you know, it's just about numbers at this point. It's all good, though. Glad to have you back so I don't have to talk to myself for an hour and these beautiful people don't have to listen to my voice for an hour. So I just kind of went over that, like, the Tua came in. He looked good. The offense looked better with Tua in it. The field looked terrible. Everybody was losing their footing. And then the Dolphins' defense looks legit again. And also news, Lev Bell got cut.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means Murray's going to be coming back or if it's a Devontae Freeman show. Yeah. So Lev Bell did get cut. Rodgers-Wilson game was definitely disappointing. Zub, I definitely didn't think Rodgers was going to have that bad of a game, but I wasn't too – I didn't think Russ was going to pop off. I thought maybe he'd at least have one touchdown. It was a short week, so I get it for the Ravens. I think they'll be okay. And Rashad Bateman looked really good.
I went against him this week.
Yeah, I don't have him on the waiver wire like as one of somebody for me to pick up because he should just be in every league right now. Sammy Watkins is falling out of good graces, especially with that crazy fumble that they had that really turned the game around. So we'll see about that. But next, we're going to go over the let's take a look at the games to go over quickly. One sec. We'll do the Jets Bills game first. We'll get that out of the way for you because my Giants want to buy. So what you think about that Jets game?
Bills just are the Bills. They're back. They had a fluke against the Jags. And I mean the Jets defense is just horrible. Let me just tell you that. I mean, Mike White had 4 interceptions. You got to start Zach Wilson now. You got to see what you have. You got to give him experience. Mike White's going back to how he was playing.
It scares me, too, because the Dolphins' defense is not a slouch anymore right now. Like, they're actually starting to step up. They shut down the Ravens, and the Ravens have an explosive offense right now. Even if it's not, like running the ball, they still have a crazy good offense.
Any single time I looked up at the game, there's a big play from the Bills.
Yeah.
Like, I think there was like a whole bunch of...
They had 4 rushing touchdowns. 4.
Yeah.
Matt Breida had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And Stephon Diggs wanted to show everybody that he's still like a stud.
I liked that because he's on my fantasy team. Allen.
8 for 162 and a TD. Jeez.
And he had 13 targets.
Yeah, those Jets, I tell you. I'm interested to see how the Jets offense looks with Wilson too. From all pass catchers, I kind of, you know, maybe you just start Michael Carter. Maybe.
Yeah. Michael Carter has very improved a lot from the start of the season to now.
I don't really trust the rest of the team for right now. Even Elijah Moore scares me because Mike White would look for those check downs, but Corey Davis does come back next week, so you want to see what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
Do you think, can you trust any of the Bills running backs, especially with Matt Breida popping up now? I don't think
I could trust any of them. I think it's just going to be how the receivers are usually. Like it goes one game at a time. Like it's just random.
One person's
going to pop off.
I hear you. Now, what about their receivers? Is Diggs the only one you can trust? Or I know Beasley's been battling a rib injury. Do you think Diggs is the only person you trust there in Buffalo right now on a consistent basis?
On a consistent basis, yeah. Diggs,
okay.
He's going to probably give you at least, hopefully, 10 plus points.
Yeah, for sure. He has a higher floor. But yeah, I definitely want to see how the Jets offense looks with Wilson if he takes those check down plays or if he tries to play hero ball again. Then we will go to we can go to the Falcons. Falcons Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, Dallas just showed that they were packed.
Yeah, I think too, it was just a bad game. Bad game for the Falcons. Like Dan Quinn is the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. He knows the Falcons. He knows them. Even though it's a new coach, new staff, or whatever the case may be, you just know Matt Ryan's tendencies. You know what he doesn't like. You know how to bother him. Yeah. You know, Cordero Patterson is a sprained ankle, FYI. He was limited in practice. So just keep an eye on that because they do have a short week this week. They do play Thursday. Mm-hmm. So that is something to keep an eye on.
Zeke had two touchdowns.
Which I've been talking to some people about this. I think Pollard's the better actual running back.
Yeah, it's just Zeke's.
Zeke's just Zeke, and they paid him a ton of money. Like he didn't have. They got ahead early, so they didn't have to necessarily really like use Zeke a lot. Like try to have control of the game and things like that. Like you didn't really like he had less. Like Wayne Gallman had more yards, had the most like rushing yards in the game.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb did CeeDee Lamb things. The one catch he had where Dak like threw it into like the one corner of the end zone.
Yeah.
And he put enough air under it so CeeDee could catch it. Mm-hmm. Stunning. Absolutely beautiful. And being a Giants fan, I hate to say that, but and if you want to go back to week 6, you can still see my Trayvon Diggs thing. I still do not think Trayvon Diggs is good. I don't think he's as good as his interceptions show. And when they play their opponent next week, and we go over it because I believe they are playing the Chiefs. Trayvon Diggs is going to get exploited. Oh my God. They're gonna pick on him so bad. It's gonna be disgusting. Now, the interception he had on Matt Ryan was, I'll give it to him. It was a decent interception. I don't know if Matt Ryan knew who he was throwing it to. He had Kyle Pitts underneath and I think a wide receiver over the top, and he threw it in between them both. It was a nice pick. Diggs had to go up. He had to get it. But it was a bad throw, which, he capitalized. I'm not saying he can't capitalize on things, but week 6, I had an 18-minute rant on Trayvon Diggs. You can go and listen to that episode. It was crazy.
I remember.
Yeah. If you want to go on YouTube, it's on YouTube as well. Trayvon Diggs, not that good. You could look. I broke down video of all of his interceptions up to that point. I don't see it. Anyway, we're not going to spend too much time on that. Wayne Gallman, I'm going to bring up a little later, just in the waiver wire section. But the Cowboys, I mean, Schultz, I think he's going to start to decline now, especially with Michael Gallup back. I think Gallup is going to be more consistent, and he's going to take those targets away from Schultz. And they can trust Cedric Wilson. So I think that Schultz is just going to be a product of, it's a check down. He's open. Let's throw it to him.
Is Saquon coming back this week?
Yes, he is. Saquad is coming back, and man, was he looking good in practice. He was looking good in practice. He was juggling a football, like a soccer ball with his right foot or whichever foot was like whatever. He was, he looks good. And we'll talk about that in the preview, but keep in mind, for those of you who might not listen to the preview, Vita Vea may not play on Monday night, and he's their best run stopper in Tampa Bay. So keep that in mind. But the Falcons, I wouldn't be super worried. It's a bad matchup. They're on a short week against the Patriots. We'll have to preview that game because I don't think I'll have an episode out before that. We'll do a slight preview on that at the end if we have time. But yeah, that was pretty much it for that game. I think Zeke might be falling off, like I said. Cowboys offense looked good, and Kyle Pitts had a good game. Kyle Pitts is the best player for the Falcons.
No doubt.
And then Wayne Gallman was just impressive. You as a Giants fan, I'm happy to see Wayne Gallman do something. Makes me happy, but we'll see. But I think it was just an off day for the Falcons. I think they're gonna have a tough matchup. They're gonna take Kyle Pitts away and make Matt Ryan have somebody else beat them. But I just traded my tight end, so I'm left with Kyle Pitts. Yay.
I have Kyle Pitts too. So,
but I'm loading up Kyle Pitts because this guy's just a matchup nightmare. Even if you try to take him away, they're just gonna try to feed him football. So that was next game, Saints Titans. I mean, nothing too crazy here. A very good game, battle by both sides. Kamara didn't play. Mark Ingram did well.
I think everybody knew Marking was going to do good.
Yeah, Marcus Johnson did surprise me a little bit. He had a 5 for 100 yards. For Tennessee, AJ Brown had a very bad game from AJ Brown standards. Very bad game.
Very, very.
What else though? I think the Titans are going to be a little bit less explosive and rely more on their defense.
Yeah,
I think that
their defense is really good.
Defense is really good. They're going to use all their running backs, Foreman, Peterson, and McNichols. I think they're going to use all of them. I think the best looking back was Foreman. They may lean on him a little bit more, but it's going to be a three-headed attack. Tannehill is going to, you know, get you maybe between 200 to 300 yards and maybe a touchdown or two. And he can get you some rushing touchdowns now that they lost Henry. So we'll see. I do have a note about Simeon. As weird as it sounds, I think the offense for the Saints looks more versatile or more versatile with Trevor Siemian than it did Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I think so too.
He doesn't have a cannon of an arm like Jameis. He doesn't have, you know, but he was a starting quarterback for the Broncos. Mm-hmm. He knows how to read defenses. He knows how to do a couple things. I just think the offense looks more versatile. He's not afraid to give it to whichever receiver's open. You know, he gets a tight end more involved. Like, you just have to kind of, you know, with no Michael Thomas, I like Trevor Siemian, and I think the Saints can still maybe make some noise the more Siemian plays and the more comfortable he feels. I think he's going to keep the job, and Taysom Hill's going to come in when he has to.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you have anything else about this game, or?
Nothing. No, not really. No? I mean, McNichols and Peterson, everybody thought they were going to be instantly, like, not Derrick Henry status, but, like, RB2 worthy. I don't think they are. If anything, it's Foreman.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I had picked up McNichols the week, like, the morning of the Henry injury, and I thought I was going to be very lucky. But I wasn't, so probably going to be looking to move him at some point. Next, Jaguars-Colts. What are you thinking about this game? Was there anything that stood out to you this game other than Jonathan Taylor being the best running back in the league?
Yeah, I mean, Jonathan Taylor is just kind of... I mean, at the beginning of the year, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think he was doing too strong.
No.
Now he's popping off every week.
Yeah, and I mean, definitely think a lot of that...
He's tied with Derrick Henry, right?
Yeah, I think so, which is crazy to think, first of all, that Henry's missed two games, and it took two games for somebody to catch up to him. Just let that sink in for a second, all right? But yeah, Jonathan Taylor, I think a lot of it had to do with Carson Wentz trying to still learn the offense. A lot of people forget. It was just, even though he knows Frank Reich from his Philly days and things like that, you learn the offense. It's a different offensive coordinator. You know, you want to try to feel comfortable. And Wentz was hurt early. He was hurt before the season started. Now that Wentz looks good, feels good, you can't stack the box for Taylor. I think early in the year, they were stacking the box and forcing Wentz to beat them. Now Wentz showed they have weapons in Michael Pittman and they can beat you. Just ask the Jets. Oh, wait, that was a Jonathan Taylor game.
I mean, the thing is, though, didn't Jonathan Taylor have 92 yards and a touchdown in the first quarter?
Yeah, he also got, like, wait, in the, of the Jaguars game or the Jets game?
In the Jaguars game.
I'm not 100% sure, to be completely honest with you. I have to break it down play by play and see what his splits were. But he had 21 carries. So Jacksonville, you know, may have stepped it up. Defensively stopping them, but they also probably took the foot off the gas a little bit because they had 17 points in the first quarter, then 6 the rest of the game. What else? Is there anything else that sticks out to you this game?
Nothing really. I mean, I thought Marvin Jones was gonna have a really good game. He did not. James Robinson, I think he's a must start. He's been just going off the past couple weeks without his injury, and that's it. Agnew had that one good run.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about Agnew in a little bit as well in regards to waiver wire, but something I want to mention is I think you can safely start Dan Arnold every week.
Yeah, Dan Arnold.
I think you can start Dan Arnold every week as a tight end. He's going to get you catches. He's going to get you points. He's shown he's going to be productive. He's gotten... he's gotten over like 10 points Let me see here. I can do this real quick. Yeah, he's gotten the last three games, he's gotten over 10 points. And then against Miami, he got 4.7, but against Tennessee, he had 10. He had a little under 15 points in week 8, 10 even points in week 9 against Buffalo, and then just under 14 points against Indy. You can start him. And that's taken a target away from LaVisca Chenault. So also been talking about him as well for a couple weeks now. Jamal Agnew is a thing. He's a running back, wide receiver hybrid. Compare him to Cordarrelle Patterson. Somebody just picked him up in our Dynasty League. I've been talking about it for weeks, though. He's versatile. He can do a lot of stuff. He took a 67-yard run to the house. The guy's explosive. Yeah. He's quick. He has good hands. So just keep an eye on him. Again, in deeper leagues, like 12, 14, 16-team leagues, depending also, though, on your receiver situation. If you had a DJ Chark, if you had a Julio Jones, you know, look for Jamal Agnew. Anything else from this game or?
No, that's it.
Let's see. Cleveland, I believe, is the next game. I
terrible.
Do have a note saying that Baker is bad. Baker's just bad. Not good.
He is terrible.
Baker's just not a good back.
Chase Keenum looked better.
Yeah, I mean, Case Keenum does look better. I mean, you gotta go with Case Keenum, and I get it. He has a knee contusion or a bruise in his knee. So it's and then somebody. Oops, I just got a text message saying somebody saw Patterson may play Thursday. This is very interesting. Patterson plays might be a distraction. We'll see what happens. I just got a text message from one of my buddies. If he's watching, hey Nick. But yeah, Baker, no bueno. And I think I do have a note. Cleveland's running backs are the only thing I trust in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Any running back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Unless when Hunt comes back, obviously you're going to go Chubb, Hunt. But if anybody misses time, you're going to go Hunt, Johnson, Chubb, Johnson, yeah. Just Johnson. Any running back.
Is Chubb still on the COVID list or?
I think he might still be, but they have some time still, so he could get. I think he's vaccinated, so he could be off. Did you get anything else from this game?
Well, I mean, we already talked about it. New England, just New England. Like, yeah, they're back. They broke down when the Browns defense, which has been carrying their season.
I did talk about Kendrick Bourne being my breakout player. He had a good game. He's been lighting it up as well. From a fantasy perspective, he's been playing really well. He had 4 catches for 98 yards and a touchdown, you know, in PPR. That's you know, almost just about 20 points, depending on scoring, yards, bonus, things like that. So you love to see that there. Mac Jones, probably you're getting to that point where you might be able to start him every week.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have the yardage. He's not going to have the yardage, but he had 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. And Jacoby Myers had his first touchdown.
Jacoby Myers is good. And that could be the opening of the floodgates. Like, Myers could continue to get plenty of touchdowns now on a regular basis. You don't know. Hoyer was the one that threw the touchdown. So, I mean, take it from where it's coming from. It was garbage time. They probably didn't care too much. And then New England, if Harris comes back, I think it's going to be a little bit of a split backfield. I think we're going to see a split backfield.
I think they have the Thursday night game this week, right?
Yeah, them in Atlanta.
So if Harris doesn't come back, I think you have to start Stevenson.
Yeah, for sure. And Bolden's still there. He's annoying because he just knows the Patriot way. He's been a Patriot for a long time, so he just gets it.
Yeah.
And if Stevenson fumbles, then he's going to obviously not be playing, so Bolden's somebody to keep an eye on. Let's see. And then Detroit, Pittsburgh. Ugh.
I hate this. I mean, look.
They
didn't lose. They didn't lose. But they died.
I have nobody from Detroit, except for DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
Except for DeAndre Swift's probably the only person.
Swift is the only person. And then Najee and Deontay Johnson are the only other people.
That's the only one I had, too. So real quick, I did not respond to a Facebook message quick enough, so I got a text message to tell me to look at the Facebook message. This is what I deal with, people who's ever listening. So, question, what are our thoughts on a trade in a redraft league? Yeah. They have Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon, and they're trading them for James Robinson, Mark Ingram.
What's the record?
The other two running backs, the record 6-4. The other two running backs, the guy that has Jones, he has Aaron Jones and CMC. CMC and Aaron Jones both with a week 13 bye. So he'd be making this trade to get to get two running backs where he can play them on the week 13 bye.
Okay.
Well, I mean, CMC had 10 catches. The only thing that scares me about CMC, and this is from, and this question from my buddy who I'm a co-owner is with. The only thing with CMC is he was on the sideline. Something they were like looking at him. He was like rubbing his hamstring or something. That scares me. The Packers might sit Jones for 2 weeks and the bye. Yeah. So you're going to be missing him for 2 weeks. You saw what Dillon could do. But then you have no running backs week 13. Yeah. Where you know what James Robinson can do. He was coming back from the injury, so you hope next week he's more consistent. And Mark Ingram, they could play it safe with Kamara. And you could have Ingram starting for the next 2 weeks. So on the for the person getting CMC, I like that deal. The only other thing that scares me, other than the hamstring injury, is Cam Newton may vulture some touchdowns.
Yeah.
He may get touchdowns in the goal line, but I mean, Aaron Jones was starting to get a split backfield, I think, anyway, from Dillon. And if Dillon shows that he can play and Jones comes back, if they win and Dillon keeps playing, they might keep Jones out a little bit longer, keep him fresher for the playoffs.
Yeah, I know James Robinson, if you are going to the playoffs, I know it's an easy playoff schedule. I just don't know about don't know anything about the Packers playoff schedule for fantasy.
It's probably a little tough. I like the trade. I don't know what the calculators say. I know sometimes we take a look at the calculators. I mean, CMC is just CMC. You have the opportunity to get the number one overall pick in fantasy, and James Robinson, who's a top pick, who Jacksonville looks like they're getting there. They look like they just can't keep it together for four quarters, but they beat Buffalo, you know, and it's a redraft. So 6-4.
Might as well.
I would do it. That's actually something I would probably do, because Jones is hit or miss, because Aaron Rodgers could just be like, oh, we're going to throw the ball to Devontae Adams 800 times today, where I think CMC, the offense runs through CMC, and he's going to touch the ball 30 times a game. He's not actually going to touch 30 times, but you feel like he's just going to – ability to touch
it. He will touch the ball 30 times.
I do like that deal for the CMC side. So then real quick – we'll go to the Buccaneers Washington game.
Wow. I mean, Tom Brady had what, two interceptions in the first quarter?
Yeah, almost had a third one.
Yeah.
Crazy. Antonio Gibson had a good game. I don't know what that was about. The week off must have done something. I mean,
he had two touchdowns, but they were both like 1 yard touchdowns.
Yeah, he did touch the ball. He didn't. It's very hard to run on the Bucs defense to begin with. Okay, yeah. I think the only 100-yard rusher was Khalil Herbert a couple weeks back. So 24 carries, 64 yards, not the greatest, but they grinded out the clock. They grinded this thing out like crazy. And Heinicke, 26-32 for 256 and a TD. My man showed he's a little relevant, considering Fitzpatrick may be out the rest of the season.
Yeah.
But I'm a little worried about TB12, you know. But he's playing the Giants next week, so I'm sure he's going to light him up because it's my Giants. But they are missing Antonio Brown and Gronkowski, so you got to take that with a grain of salt as well. They are very, you know, just Mike Evans, so it's really easy to stop Evans. It's just Evans. Yeah. He's the most proven commodity. And they have Godwin, but he's still been battling some injuries, so it's just Evans. I think you can start Fournette every week. I think he's a low-end RB1, high-end RB2, because he's been catching the ball and everything like that. I don't think there's any... Do you think there's any Washington football team players you can trust? on a regular basis, or is it just kind of like you're just gonna like roll with Gibson and hope he just plays?
I would just roll with Gibson. McLaurin, I would say yes in the beginning. No, not anymore. I don't know.
I do have Heinicke in a super flex, but I play. Yeah, I usually start Jones and Hurts in that league, and he's just there as a backup. But if it's a good matchup, I usually try to play him over Jones. And are you worried about Mike Evans?
No, not really.
No? Okay. Let's try to get through these last couple ones. Panthers, Cardinals. Cam Newton, 2 touchdowns on 2 plays.
He's back, and just like I'm back.
McCaffrey touched the ball 23 times, had a total of 171 yards. 151 yards. No touchdowns, but 10 catches, so you love to see that. 20 points. Load him up. Load him up. And then just wait to see. Cam Newton's supposed to be starting, so maybe in super flex or 2 quarterback leagues, you start Cam. That's about it. Christian Kirk, if Hopkins misses more time, I like Kirk, with especially with Kyler Murray. But Murray needs to come back. He may also be out another week, so it's very interesting to see what happens there.
Play it safe with Murray. There ain't two.
I agree. And I think give it a week, but I think Cam may be able to help DJ more well. And Connor didn't have the greatest game either, but it was kind of just in a result of the game flow.
I would say he's touchdown dependent, but he scores a touchdown every game, so
really he's got like 12 touchdowns so far this season. It's crazy. Yeah. He did score a touchdown in this game, I believe. So
he did.
Again, in PPR, I don't feel crazy about starting him. Edmonds is going to be coming back soon anyway, as well. So just keep that in mind. Next game, Vikings, Chargers. From a football perspective, it was a very good game.
Yeah.
Are you worried about Herbert?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
Not the same as he was last year.
What about Keenan Allen? You think he's just he's back? You think he's going to be their top guy?
I think he's definitely going to be their top guy. I mean, Mike Williams, he started off strong, but now he's just.
Do you keep Mike Williams, or do you drop him, or try to trade him for somebody? What do you do?
I think you try and trade him.
Okay.
Maybe people still have a little upside. Maybe he's playing very down, but maybe people have some hope for Mike Williams.
But the only people you trust really are Eckler, Allen, and Herbert.
Yeah. The main three.
What about the Vikings? Who do you trust from the Vikings the most?
Cook
and Jefferson.
Yeah, not Thielen.
What about Conklin? In tight end leagues, if you need a tight end, he had a couple touchdowns or a touchdown. Yeah. Some good yards.
Yeah, two touchdowns. 11 yards, but he had 3 receptions, 2 touchdowns. 13 points.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was a good game.
I think if you need a tight end, you could start Conklin or Arnold. I would prefer Arnold, to be honest with you.
Okay, that makes sense. I'd like that. Eagles, Broncos.
Devontae Smith.
Yeah. Nah, I definitely like Smith. Sanders is supposed to be eligible to come back this week, so I want to see if he plays.
Yeah, I want to see how that works.
Because if Sanders can do what Scott and Howard are doing, Sanders is going to be just going crazy. And I hope so, because I got him in a league. We went no running backs, and we're itching for somebody to do well. We had to trade Keenan Allen for Miles Gaskin. It was bad.
Yeah.
What about, I think the Broncos are becoming a matchup dependent team. Like, they just have to play a bad team. Except for the running backs.
They could have a break. Yeah, definitely. They had the breakout game against the Cowboys.
And then I was like, get that. You would have thought the Eagles, they would have crushed the Eagles, but no touchdown from Teddy. Their other tight end, Okwabunam or whatever his name may be. Sorry for the mispronunciation. He had 3 for 77. He's cutting the Noah Fant stuff, but maybe like Jerry Jeudy and maybe Sutton if Sutton has a good matchup. But I think Judy's probably the one person you could trust. If that, I think the whole team is matchup dependent.
Everybody's not. Yeah. If they have a good matchup, you play. But other than that, I really don't trust anybody on the Broncos.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. One thing I do like is I like Jalen Hurts. I mean, a little biased because I have him. And Devontae Smith, especially if Sanders with the running game, even though Hurts hasn't been throwing a ton, the only option they have, because Goddard did leave early with a concussion, is Smith. Smith had a crazy catch against his former teammate, Surtain.
Yeah.
In the end zone. He had two touchdowns. But they have a good playoff schedule. They have a good fantasy football playoff schedule. Towards the end of the season, they play the Giants. And then I think they play the Giants twice. Very favorable matchups towards the end. I think another team that they might play is Miami. I think they've been going crazy. I might be going crazy. I think I am going crazy, actually. They play the Jets. That's what I was thinking. They play the Giants. The Saints is a bad matchup this week. It's tough. Giants, Jets, Washington, Giants, Washington. So, and especially with no Chase Young, now it looks real good against Washington. So they have a favorable playoff schedule. Anything else from this game, or you're good?
I'm good.
All righty. Next, Seattle and Green Bay.
I mean, Green Bay's good.
Yeah, we talked about AJ Dillon before. Adams had 7 for 78. Just a bad game all around. Yeah, Jamal Adams had a pick. He now has the same amount of interceptions as Vince Wilfork, 3.
Yep.
Seahawks will be okay, I think. It was just Russ's first game back, overthrowing, probably still trying to regrip the football, things like that. I think they'll be fine, though. And Rodgers will be fine. Just a bad game all around, but they'll be fine. Nothing crazy here. You're starting usual people. Dillon, while Jones is out, you know, there's probably other people you could play over Rodgers because I think they're going to try to run the ball more, be more balanced. And then you're starting Adams.
Yeah.
Seahawks, DK is the one starter you're going to probably start all the time next to Russ when Russ is 100%. And then Lock gets hit or miss. But I think DK is still the guy. It was just a rough game. The Packers defense is really improving too. So, but first game back from Russ having that surgery, you know. And then we're going to jump to, did I have anything else? That was really it. And then
Kansas City Raiders.
I just thought that Kansas City just showed you that they're still Kansas City.
I mean,
Mahomes throwing 5 TDs, Darrell Williams having 100. It was crazy. Everybody's back. If they can do that next week against the Cowboys, I think it'll be good to see. And you'll just be like, yep, they're back.
Yeah.
CEH is supposed to come back. Possibly he's eligible to return, but I still like Williams. Mm-hmm. Especially just the running backs might be the only question you're starting. But other than that, Kelce Hill and Mahomes
are all must starts.
Must starts. Raiders.
I think Hunter Renfrow is showing his value more and more as the weeks go on.
Yeah, no, I feel like he's getting a touch on every game, especially when he gets in the red zone. He runs that one route and nobody can stop it.
I think I'm going to be starting him this week.
We started him in one league and we won because of him. I'd start him over Lockett for sure. You might lose the yardage, but you'll gain possibly some catches, some more catches. Yeah, yep, targets. So. And then I don't know if Bryan Edwards is really worth anything right now. I think you have to, if you're playing in super deep leagues, 3 receiver, 2 flex, super flex, you could look at him. 14 team leagues, 16 team leagues. I think there's better options. You want to just see if he's more consistent. You could stash him for now, but I definitely want to see some more consistency. And then I don't know about Darren Waller. You hope that he's okay. You hope something, I don't know what's going on. They might just be taking him away or Carr might just not be looking for him. I don't know.
The running backs are.
The running backs I don't feel overly happy about, but either Jacobs or Drake, you know, if you have to.
Bad when Derek Carr led the team in rushing yards.
Yeah, I know. It's just not pretty. And then the Monday night game. Just jump right into it. George Kittle. I tweeted it out earlier. George Kittle makes the whole San Francisco 49ers team look a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Debo Samuel is just.
Yeah,
Debo just looked like a better version than Cordell Patterson.
Yeah, Debo is just Elijah Mitchell led the game in rushing yards, touched the ball 27 times. They trust him. They wanted to keep the ball from Stafford. Stafford pedestrian game, 243, 1 TD, but Cup 11 for 122. Van Jefferson, keep your eye on him, and Odell with the bye week now coming up. I think they're going to try to work him in. The only reason, as everybody's been saying, and I'm sure everybody's aware, they got behind early, so they had to kind of just have hurry up offense. And Odell doesn't know a lot of that stuff, So you're just going to keep him out. But Odell had two catches. Van Jefferson had a couple as well. But I think, you know, for right now, Van Jefferson's probably the safer play. And then Odell, but come playoff time for your playoffs, fantasy football playoffs, I like Odell a little bit more. Kind of fits that Robert Woods role, but just a little bit more explosive. Yeah.
Stafford isn't looking too hot either.
No, but the Titans may have shown something. The interior of that line's a little bit weaker. So they're a little bit more vulnerable, and he's been getting rushed up the middle a lot. So we'll see. McVay's a smart guy. I'm sure he'll make some adjustments. Sure.
Did you see the video of George Kittle laying out Von Miller?
Yeah. Yeah. He pancaked him. He likes pancakes.
Yeah.
So that's the review. Real quick, I want to get into the waiver wires. As you guys know, I tweet out and then post on social on Instagram my top three to four ads of the week for anybody rostered under 50% via CBS. ESPN leagues typically run Tuesday night into Wednesday night for waiver wires. CBS runs Wednesday into Thursday. And this is all under 50% rostered. Top three quarterbacks, I have Mac Jones, Justin Fields, and Cam Newton as the guys you should target. Justin Fields, I think, can win you your leagues in the later weeks. Do you have anybody else you think about adding that could possibly...
That's it. Mac Jones, top.
Yeah, definitely. I have Mac Jones top, then Justin Fields, then Cam, just because Cam could still get you some touchdowns. Not crazy passing yards, but still do stuff.
We don't know. Maybe he brings back the old Cam since he's playing in Carolina.
We'll see what happens. I mean, he still had the shoulder injury last year he was recovering from and things like that, so he had some time off. He said he was eating cereal last week, so, you know, give him some time. Running backs, who would you say is your top couple guys for running backs?
I mean... I played on this week, even though he's not, he didn't do too hot. Ty Johnson,
okay.
The Jets. He's a good PPR running back. He always gets those, like, the short little passes. That's my main one for running backs. I mean, I play in a 10-man, so, like, most of the people are more than 50% on my waiver than on yours.
Yeah. And in one of my leagues, I'm 25-man roster, so you can only imagine.
Yeah.
I also have Wayne Gallman. I don't know if it was just because the game was out of hand, they wanted to get him some work, but if Patterson misses time, he's still up in the air. You know, but we'll see. I have Gallman and then obviously Dante Freeman. Foreman. Yeah. Dante Foreman from Tennessee. I think he's probably going to be the top running back to add.
And like I said before, I mean, if Damian Harris does not play, pick up Stevenson.
Oh, yeah, Ramondre. And if you can, if he's already taken, look for Bolden just in case, because they'll give it to both. Wide receivers, or anybody sticks out to you from a wide receiver standpoint?
Agnew, Bourne, just those two.
Okay, yeah, that's the same I have. I have Bourne and Agnew. I also have Marcus Johnson. If you have maybe Julio Jones, or if you're in deeper leagues, 18-team leagues, they're out there, 16-team leagues. Deep rosters, three receivers, two flex, those kind of things. Marcus Johnson, you know, just stash him. See what happens. Nothing too crazy. But yeah, Agnew, Bourne, Jacoby Myers, if he's available in your league, if people are getting frustrated and dropping him, I know I may have dropped him. And then how about tight ends to wrap it up? What do you think about tight ends?
I like Arnold. If he's available in your league, I think you pick up Arnold.
Yeah, you have to. I went super deep. I went Cole Kmet, David Njoku, and Adam Trautman. Since Simeon's been starting, like not just coming in relief, but the two games he started, Trautman's had over 10 points. Yeah. So look at that if you're stuck. I know tight ends are shit show. But Njoku, because it's tight end check down, especially if Keenum's there, take a look at that. And then Cole Kmet, Justin Fields looks like before the bye week that he was really starting to come into his own. So you're happy to see that as well. But yeah, those are my top three. There's nobody really, if you're streaming defenses, you want to go for some defenses, the Patriots, they play the Falcons after that. But you're probably locked on defenses now that bye weeks are over. But no really other major tight ends that I can think of. You know, maybe Devontae Freeman if he's still available in your league with the news from Lev Bell, but you know, we'll see what happens there. What else? Oh, real quick, let me mute. I'm going to have you guys listen to this intro super fast so you guys can hear what the intro will sound like. Let me just mute my mic.
Let's talk fantasy sports, real sports, esports, and some betting. Now, here's your host, Dave, and some mix of Connor, CJ, Zub, Brian, and Nick. It's the one-stop shop for your gaming and fantasy needs. This is Sports Euphoria. Let's...
All right, so that was the intro. You guys will hear it if you're listening to the episode, you'll hear it on the pod, on Apple, Google, Spotify, all that stuff, Anchor. But yeah, that's a review. Maybe if I'm feeling up to it, we'll try to do some episode either tonight or tomorrow night or Thursday. I'll see if Connor's available. I'll hit you up, see what you're up to. Try to just review the Thursday night game, but I know the wife has made dinner for me and my father-in-law's over, so I want to go and eat with them. But guys, this, I just want to thank Connor again for having you back. I appreciate it. I know you didn't watch much football this weekend, but you know, I still appreciate it. These wonderful people didn't have to listen to my voice, just my voice for an hour. But like I said, guys, I appreciate it. This is the week 10 review and waiver wire ads. Appreciate anybody who stopped by, who listened, who interacted. It means a lot to anybody who is on the show. We appreciate it. It gives us some good talking points and everything else. This is the most active the show's been. Most questions I've had since I've started. We covered a lot in the beginning as well, so I do apologize. But if you guys have any questions, you can follow me on sports_euphoria on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube is just Sports Euphoria. And then Connor, if any, what's your Twitter or Instagram, or you're probably just your Twitter. It's probably where
my Twitter is. It's Thorn, capital I, lowercase ts, and then Thorn, thornn.
All right, so that's two N's. And if you have any questions or want us to talk about anything on the next episode, let us know. If there's anything that we can do to better orchestrate the episodes, please let us know. I made some notes this time so things could flow a little bit better. Some points I had, we'll see what's going on with that for the next episode. I think it went a lot better this week than previous weeks. But yeah, guys, I appreciate it. Have a good one. I'll talk to you guys later. Be safe. And don't forget to follow on Twitter to see when we go live for our next episode. And you could always find it on Spotify if you subscribe or follow or anything like that, as well as Apple, Google, and Anchor. Appreciate it, guys. Later. Hey, guys. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to the most recent episode of the Sports Euphoria podcast. As always, please leave your feedback. Constructive criticism is greatly appreciated. Hopefully, this episode helps you guys with your waiver wire ads for both tonight and for tomorrow night. Thursday the 17th, I believe. Yes, is when, or Wednesday the 17th, not Thursday, but they will be in Thursday morning. But again, very much appreciated for anybody who listened and interacted with us for this episode live. If you want, you can always watch live on Twitch or live on Facebook. Please see the links below. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks so much, guys.